By an Isha, the first time that she's done, let's say this month she saw it on the Yud B'Chodesh, the 10th day of the Chodesh. The next month she saw it also again on Yud B'Chodesh. So does she have to be afraid the third month, on the 10th day she'll see Dam or not? Sasta Machlokes, no. She has to see it three times to be Koveya. Is Ad Shetikvenu Sholosh Pomim. Trashi Kvas Lovest. List Mechalel Liyos Daya Shosim. Halach with an Isha has a vest, that she's only Tomei those 24 hours, not before. The Tanan, Kol Isha Sheish Lo Vest, any Isha has a Zman Kavu when she sees Dam, Da Yeshosa. She's only Tomei that one time. For Loi Metamel Al Mafreya Meis Leit. We're not Metamel 24 hours before. Da Yeshosa means that the time she sees Dam, we say that's the time she's Tomei and not before. The Yoid, Tiem Kavas Lo Vest, Vegia Zman Vesto, For Loi Botko Tomeya, The Yoruch Bezman Abo. If she has a vest kavua, even when it came that day and she did not check herself, we say she's mecheskes to be tummy. That's the halacha. When is that? After she sees three times the same day. V'yein metaheres min avest. How does she become tor? How does she lose her vest? Achetecha mimenu sholosh pomim. It has to be that three times the next 3 months, the 10th day of the month passed by and she did not see. If three times passed by that she did not see, that's the way she's oikosh up through to vest. She does not have a vest anymore. Shrashi v'yein metaresim in a vest. Afilu nekra pomim shabotka v'beis vest. Fule rosa v'shinsa riyo liyoim achar beis pomim. Afilu achim mechaskinan vest l'gashkiyo. V'yem leibotka t'mei d'orch v'zman abo. Even though two times she changed, but kol zman she did not change yet three times, the first vest is there, and she has to be afraid maybe the dam will come at that time, and she has the same halachis. If she did not make a bdika, she's still tummy. Vaita, v'shor ha-muid, that's now we learned, ein ha-shor nasa muid, ha-chiyu duboy shlesh ha-pomim. Ha-shor does not come a muid until he say this, until he shtoys three times. After three times, that's when it becomes a muid. Tana Rabbonim, nisas l'risha in v'lo hoyo l'abonim. She got married first and lived together 10 years, she didn't have any children. Lishani, then she got married to a second husband. She didn't have children again after 10 years. Is Lishlishi Loitinosi. She did not let her get married a third time, like Rabbi Shita. According to Rabbi, after two times of the Chazaka, that she can't have children. So therefore now she should not get married, Elo Lemishi Yeshle Bonim. Only to someone that has children. Because since the man has children already, then it's not so gefelach, he does not make the mitzvah peruvu anymore, he already has the children already. Bashekir to a man that does not have children, since he has a chiyah to do the mitzvah for a revu, and he can't do it with this isha, he should not marry her. Nisa is lemi shein lebonim. Let's say she got married to a man that does not have bonim. Is teitzeh b'lo ksuba. So we say like she fooled him, and therefore she goes out without a ksuba. The husband does not have to give her ksuba, because he didn't know this, and she should have told him this. Therefore he doesn't have to give her ksuba. Iboilu, you have a question like this. Nisas leshlishi v'lohoyu labonim. Mao de litvoyu. Hanach kamoy. Let's say she got married to a third one. And she did not have children after the third one also. So now it's like a muhsik that she's not going to have children anymore. So halacha was when the first husband gets rid of her, he has to give her a get, an iksuba. Because we say maybe it's his fault. The second husband also had to give her a get, an iksuba, because maybe it was his fault. So now when she gets married to a third husband, and again she can't have children, now l'chur, we see it's her fault. So now the first two husbands want to complain and say, give us back the money for the ksuba we gave you. We don't have to give you the ksuba anymore. Now we see it's your fault that we couldn't have children. So therefore, if it's your fault, I give you a get, I don't have to give you a ksuba. So most of this, mi matzi yarmila, could they say to her, igloi milsa diyatu d'garamta, we see now you were the one that caused that we cannot have children. So therefore you do not deserve a ksuba. I do, but maybe not. Motis Amrullah, she could say back, Hashtu d'chashi. She know, now I became sick, now I became weak. Up until now I was strong. It wasn't my fault, it was your fault. So therefore it's good that you gave me the ksuba. I now, the third time, I don't have children either. Maybe now I became weak. So Mara says, Mastavra, the swear is like this. That Motsi Yarmulu, she can answer back, Hashtu d'chashi, stack it true. Now I first became weak. That when I was married to the first two husbands, she could say it wasn't her fault. It was their fault that she couldn't have any children. We see now we have to the third husband, still you don't have any children. She has a right to say, you should know what? Now I became weak. Now I can't have any children. But before, when I was married to you, I could have had children. It was your fault. That's why I have a right to deserve to stay with my ksuba. Iboilu, we have a question like this. Nisa is to Revi. Let's say she gets married to the fourth husband. For Hoyulabonim, and now she does have children. She got married to the first three husbands and she didn't have any children. They all gave her a get and she didn't have children. Now she got married to the fourth one and she had children. Is Mahu the taste? Madatis Boy Lishlishi. Could she go back to Tevea to the third one? There's questions like this. We had so far like this. When she got married to the first husband and after living 10 years they had no children, the first husband gave her a get, we say it was the husband's fault and she deserved to get a ksuba. After the second husband, the same thing, the husband's fault, she deserved to get a ksuba. After two times that our Mishnah told us called the chazak already, so we say now it's not the husband's fault, it's her fault. So when she got married to the third husband, and by the third husband she did not have any children, we say it was her fault, and therefore the third husband does not have to give her a ksuba. When she got a get from the third husband did not have to give her ksuba. Now the question is, she got married to a fourth husband, and she had a child. So now, it wasn't the problem in her. She is somebody that could have children. So it was the problem in the third husband. So could she now go back to the third husband and tell him, you gave me a get, I want my ksuba now. The only reason why you didn't give me the ksuba was because you said it was my fault that you had to give her a get. You said, I couldn't have the children. What was your proof? Because I didn't have children the last two husbands. So it's something wrong with me. But now that she got married to a fourth husband, and she had a child from the fourth husband, that shows that there's nothing wrong with her. So could she now go back to the third husband and say, I want my ksuba? So Gemara answers, I mean in law, we tell her like this. You're better off being quiet. The quietness is better than talking. Because you're better off, don't go back to your third husband. Leave him alone. Why? To Motsi Yomolo, because he could say to you like this, that I gave you a get was because I thought you couldn't have any children. But if you tell me now that you had a child by the fourth husband, I would have charot, I gave you the get in the first place. So it come out that what? The get I gave you was bottle. Really, you're still married to me. So bizarre that you have a child now from another husband, the kid's a mamzer. So Mela, we tell the lady, you're better off being quiet, don't go back to your third husband, leave him alone. Stay married happily to your fourth husband and leave the third husband alone. No, he can say chutz and non sade. I only gave you the get. But why? Because you didn't have children. If I would have known that you could have children, I would have never given you the get. So you can have charot. You gave me the get.
10 years later, you
go sit in. Right. You can have charot, right? You can say, if I would have known this, I wouldn't have given you the get. Just like it's charotah by Nidorm, it's charotah by get also. So Mora says, Mask Maria is so strong. Mask of La Rapopo. Iihu Shasko, Anan Mishaskinon. Nimtsa get botlo, b'nei mamzerim. Like, if that's a true svarah, that the husband has a right to say this, so what do you mean we tell her to be quiet, even if she's quiet? But how could the Rabbanim be quiet? Like, if it's true that we say the third husband only gave a get because he thought she can't have children, but now that she had children, the third get is bottle, so the mice of the kids are mamzer. So how could we be quiet about it? We should have to say something. El Amrina, what do we say? Hashtu Dibriyosa. No, it's not really a true taina. Really what we could say is, when she was married to the first three husbands, there was talk of something wrong with her, that she could not have children. Therefore, she did not deserve to get a get from the third husband. However, now by the fourth husband, when she does have children, the pshat is, we could tie her, now she become healthy. Something happened to her now. So therefore, it's taka true. Don't go back to your third husband, because then you'll only come tainas. He'll tie her, I never want to give you the get. But if you don't go to him, really, really, it's not such a good taina. Because really, really, we could answer it and say that by the third husband, she was sick. She couldn't have children. She did not deserve to have a ksuba. And therefore the get really is chal. Now she has a child. The pshat is now she became healthy. So that's the emes. We tell her, be quiet and leave it the way you are. But now the Gemara says, what about two oma minor? So first the Gemara says, the Mishnah says what? If you're married 10 years without children, you have to give her a get. And we say it's the husband's fault. And therefore the husband has to give her a ksuba. What's going to be though if the husband says, Suwa Mamino, The husband says, no, I know for a fact it wasn't my fault. I know for a fact it was her fault. Again, who am I, Mino? She says, I know for sure it was his fault. He says for sure it was her fault. She was the one that couldn't have children. V'yomer, she says, Mine, no, for sure it's my husband's fault. So what do we do? Omer Ravami, Devorim Shebeno Leveno. These are private things that they only know B'shas Tashmish. They have to know if they could have, whose fault it was. Is Nemenis. In such svaris, she's more Nemen. We believe the wife. And if the wife says she knows for sure it was the husband's fault, so she deserves to get a get and a ksuba. We believe her that it was the husband's fault. The time of mine, why do we believe her more than the husband? He kaimala biyara kechetz. And who laikiyam lay biyara kechetz. That the husband could have children, fertilize her, it's only if the zera comes out of him a mush like it's yara kechetz. It shoots out like an arrow. So it has to shoot out. So now when he goes into her body, he can't tell if it comes out like a chetz or not. She could feel it though. So therefore the maestro, the isha feels it, so the isha has an amonis to say, I did not feel it come out so strong like a chetz, and therefore she could say there was something wrong with the husband. What about Omar Ihi Ezel Insev Issa? What about if he says, I want to go get married to another wife? The Ivdik Nabshoi, and I want to test myself. In other words, the first wife says what? It's your fault. So she says, give me a get and a ksuba. The husband says, no, I know for sure it's not my fault. You don't believe me? You know what? Let me go get married to another wife. I'll take a second wife, and I'll prove it to you that I'll make her become pregnant. That's what he says. Is Omer of Amirami says, Afbizu, even in such a case, Yaitsev Yitin ksuba. No, we don't let him do this till he has to give his first wife a ksuba. Why Shaniyem? Because I say, Kol Hanoisa Isha Lishtoi. Whoever marries a second wife is Yaitsev Yitin ksuba. The first one has a right to say, I want to get, and you have to give her a ksuba. As a matter of fact, you're marrying a second wife, that's something she doesn't want, so therefore she has a right to say, I want my ksuba also. So that's not a good answer. Anyway, you'll have to give her a ksuba then. If you marry a second wife, you'll have to give her a ksuba anyways, you don't get anything. Rava says, no, noisa yodim kamanoshim, no, you're allowed to. A man, miikwa din, is allowed to marry as many wives as he wants. Alishta upon his first wife. Wood islam is nahu. Providing he's a rich man, he has money to support him. If he doesn't have money to support him, he's not allowed to then. Because he has to support his wife. So there's no mitzvah to ruin it for one. So, but if he could afford to support his wives, he's allowed to get married.